naked and spread wide, bending over before the full-length mirror. She stares hard at the upside-down vision of this part of herself and thinks, I don't get it. She puts one hand on each of her cheeks, opening herself further, and as the blood thumps in her temples and her knees start to tremble, she thinks again, I don't get it. He wanted to worship her ass. Those exact words. Ass. Worship. The act of worship she gets. Like last week when he worshipped her feet, trailing long strokes of his tongue over the balls and arches of them. Tickling, kissing, loving. Elevating this part of her body from mundanity to deity. She liked that. But ass? She doesn't get it. Perhaps the problem is that the image is upside down. So after propping her camera on a stand, she turns again and bends over, waiting for the click of the timer to capture the full view. Naked flesh, fingers digging into her buttocks as she spreads them. A glimpse of that tight, puckered hole in the centre. She doesn't get it. But she will. Later that evening, he's cooking dinner for her while she bathes. In the bath, she runs her fingers between her legs, from her clit all the way down and under her body, until she reaches the hole. Touching it gently, inserting just the tip of her finger. That zing of pleasure, of taboo. She understands that's key. But she still thinks, I don't get it. When she steps out of the bath, she could easily pretend that this is not what she's been thinking about. Could just kiss him on the cheek and ask, what's cooking? The way she would on an average Monday. It would be too simple to just brush this aside and pretend they didn't have that conversation. The one where he told her he wanted to worship her ass. But she isn't the type to take easy routes, nor is she the type to forego a brand new experience when it presents itself. She wants to do it, she just doesn't get it. And if she can't understand why he likes it, she'll never work out how to do it. So she asks him, swaddled in a towel, leaning on the door jamb at the entrance to the kitchen, she asks, why do you want to worship my ass? He's not surprised by the question. He knew it was coming. It always comes a few days after he's asked her for something new. She likes to take time to process his requests, needs to explore the ideas, try to understand the sensations. Stand naked and bent over in front of a mirror, finger her ass in the bath. Feel the weight and shape of his fantasies before she knows whether or not she'll fulfill them. She needs to understand why before she can work out how. So she asks, why do you want to worship my ass? He smiles at her and turns off the stove. Gestures towards the kitchen table, which he'd been about to set for dinner. I'm glad you asked, he says, sweeping aside the placemats and the napkins and the cutlery and this morning's post. The first reason is that your ass is beautiful. She steps towards him and dips her head, a sign to say, I'm ready. He tugs off her towel and lays it down on the table. The second reason, he says, grabbing her by the waist and lifting her up so her bum rests on the edge, is because I look at it so often when we fuck. He rolls her over so she's lying on the towel, stretched out on her stomach, exposing every inch of the naked flesh on her back. Arse, thighs. who walks a lap of the kitchen table, running his fingers over everything from the nape of her neck to the soles of her feet. When he brings his fingers up towards the crack of her bottom, she arches her back to follow them. "When we're fucking and you're bent over," he says, "I'm looking right at it. How could I not want to lick it when I see it all the time?" He places one hand on each of the cheeks of her ass, spreads her wide. She shuffles a little under his hands and turns her head away from him, all the better to let his words wash over her. "Beautiful," he said. "Stare," he said. She thinks she's beginning to get it. "When I see something beautiful, I don't just want to look," he explains, bending down to press his lips to the soft, warm skin of her ass. "I want to touch." At that, he parts her cheeks gently and strokes one finger down the crack of her ass, putting just enough pressure that it doesn't tickle. She can feel the heat rising in her face, and it takes all her willpower not to squirm. He bends forward and kisses her over and over, a neat pearl string of kisses running down from the base of her spine. She can feel the trail of wetness that he leaves in his wake. Feel too the warmth of his breath and the tension in her thighs as she holds herself still for him, taut and open and eager and afraid. "But the main reason I want to worship your ass," he whispers through the kisses, "is that I know if I put my tongue here, you will squirm." And with that, he plunges it in, quickly and slickly, holding her cheeks apart with his fingers, putting just enough pressure on her that she has something to wriggle against. And oh, how she wriggles now. Now she knows what he wants, the pleasure of making her vulnerable, of doing something no one else has done, of touching and kissing and tonguing her, knowing he is the first to give her these sensations. The electric wetness of his tongue burrowing into her, making her feel so much more naked than she was just a moment ago. She wriggles and squirms and flushes with heat, and as she does so, he flicks his tongue in and out, up and down, kissing and licking and burying himself in her ass, tasting every part of her, greedy for more. She grips the edge of the kitchen table and presses her forehead into the towel, eyes closed to better focus on the sensation of his lips and tongue, to better hear those soft moans he makes, the eager mmms part muffled by her flesh around his face. It's not just the tingling thrill of his tongue that she squirms for. It's the feeling of the tips of his fingers digging into her cheeks, the pressure to stay still and the guttural sounds that escape the back of his throat, telling her he's really enjoying this. He wants more of it. He only wants to hold her still so he can feel how hard she squirms. When he dips two fingers into her wet cunt, he's not doing it out of courtesy. He's doing it because he wants to feel the twitches as she clumps herself around him, showing him that she's enjoying this too. He presses forward against the front wall of her cunt, coaxing further wriggles out of her as her breath quickens and her clit thuds. As he fucks her with his fingers and licks her with his tongue, the word that comes to mind is greedy. He's greedy for her, for every part of her body. He wants to erode and devour her with his lips and tongue while she squirms in pleasure beneath him. At the moment just before she comes, he spits. and as he spreads saliva around her pocket hole with his tongue, she pushes back against him, pressing herself to his lips, muffling his face with her ass and throbbing with the need to have him do more and harder. When she hears him spit, that's when she knows. She gets it. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. This story was actually written basically to fulfill a request from a Patreon. I don't tend to write about rimming that much because I don't do it much in my real life. So it hasn't really been covered much on the blog before. So I was really pleased to be able to spend a bit of time trying to get to grips with this kink and understand it and write about it in a way that was like hot and sort of got me into the headspace of really enjoying it. I am always, always up for suggestions from Patreons about the kind of things you'd like to hear me write about. If you support me, you can also vote on the next blog posts and stories that will be turned into audio porn. And you can also do things like, you know, issue me with challenges or demands. I once had a Patreon suggest to me that I try and have sex while maintaining eye contact throughout the entire fuck. And that was so much fun to do. It was like a nice practical exercise because I had a really hot shag out of it, and it was also a really fun thing to write up as a blog post. You can find it on the blog if you go to girlonthenet.com and search eye contact challenge. There's also another story, it's called I've had a hard day / fuck my face, I think, which also came out of a request from a Patreon. So basically what I'm saying is come and give me some money, and if you have any particular ideas for things you'd like to hear about or read about on the blog, I am always, always up for suggestions. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.